Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 27th, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 16 to 18. Always remember our covenant with God. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 14 to 19 like this. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when you are few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. The above passage is part of a lengthy psalm and a composite of Psalms 105, 1 to 15, Psalms 96, 1 to 13, Psalms 106 verses 1, 47 and 48. This psalm, titled as David's Song of Thanksgiving, was delivered by King David to Asaph and his brethren on the occasion of installing the Ark of God in the midst of the tabernacle constructed by David in Jerusalem for this purpose. This psalm has two main parts. Verses 8 to 22 are addressed to Israel. Verses 23 to 34 are addressed to all the nations, and the concluding verses 35 and 36 close the psalm. Having just become king over all Israel, David was very much aware of God's faithfulness in granting the Israelites the land over which he had dominion. In this psalm, David exhorts the Israelites to sing the greatness of God and seek his face. The Israelites should remember the deeds of God and the marvelous works which he has done in the past. The Israelites should above all remember God's unfailing covenant, the unconditional promises that God had made to their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A covenant can be understood as an instrument that has bound God and Israel together legally and formally. This was an arrangement between two parties, in this case a superior party, that is God, and an inferior party, that is Israel, by which the two made solemn pledges of mutual loyalty and commitment. God's promises in the covenant were based on his faithful character. To Abraham, God promised land and innumerable descendants. God designated Abraham's descendants as a people through whom he would bless all nations. In this psalm, David was reflecting on the reliability of God's promise to Abraham, a promise renewed to Isaac and confirmed to Jacob. When Jacob went to Egypt, his extended family amounted to only 70 persons. And that is why God remarked that they were indeed very few in number when he made this unilateral covenant with Israel. God's covenant brings life and can always be trusted. Let us understand that a covenant is sacred and binding upon both parties, not only on those who make them, but on those who are represented. Our Lord Jesus Christ has established a new covenant with us today, and he is not only the substance of this new covenant, but also the mediator and the messenger of this covenant as well. This new covenant is superior to the old covenant, as the old covenant was just foreshadowing this new covenant. Let us always remember our covenant with God and live our lives in such a way that we will faithfully fulfill our part of the covenant. We read in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 to 15 like this. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.